Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome into hour number two, and thanks for joining us for our second hour of the Outdoor Show. Got a lot planned, and one of the things we're going to be talking about is the red snapper season opening up Friday, May 27th in Louisiana, also in Alabama, and the CCA, going back a long time to GCCA, CCA has got the red snapper in their star tournament, and there's also another tournament we've been talking about called the Timo's Taggett Louisiana Red Snapper Tournament, and the organizer, Randy Pacina, joins us now to talk more about it. Randy, tell us all about TaggettLA.com, this red snapper tournament. Who can fish it? When does it start, and how do you get signed up?
Great. Great to be on, Don. It starts up with the opening of the recreation red snapper season here in Louisiana, which is Memorial Day weekend. So that Friday it'll start. And the season runs concurrently with the recreational season here in Louisiana. So it'll stay open. The tournament will be active as long as the recreational red snapper season here in Louisiana is open, which usually tries to run out through Labor Day. Anybody can fish it. Remember, you got to have your basic Louisiana license, your saltwater license, but most importantly, that ROLP, the Recreational Offshore Landing Permit. And that's the guys I'm looking for, those ROLP holders. There's approximately 20,000 of them in the state, and I need to get you signed up. It's $35. You can go to TaggittLA.com. Or tag it Louisiana spelled out .com. Either one will get you there, or RFRI.net will get you there as well. It's $35. It's a great tournament. It's a tournament that concept that I've been working for a long time. A lot of concepts we developed at the Faux Pas Invitational as well. It's all virtual tournament. There's no captain's meeting. There's no weigh stations. We have developed an app where you go out and fish and you take a picture of your fish, and the app pretty much does everything else for you. You know, it enters you once you've downloaded the app and registered for the rodeo. You go out fishing. The fish you keep, you take a picture of them, and it'll be uploaded to me, and we'll keep track of it all from there. And we also give you bonus points for the fish you release if you tag them. So you get points for those fish as well. We have some great sponsors: AFCO, Shimano, West Marine, a lot of great Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation. A lot of great sponsors have stepped in on this. Really excited about it this year.
And what will happen to the data that's collected from this? How is this going to help?
That's the most important part, and that's what I keep talking to the people. All the guys that have been signing up, all the anglers that have been signing up for the rodeo, I've been personally calling them and say, listen, don't think, because they always want to know, what's the prize? What's the story here? And I was like, don't think of it as we're going to have great prizes. We're going to have a lot of swag. Everybody's going to get something. It's going to be a great rodeo, and I think it's a tournament. I think the concept is really, really going to grow. But the most important part is, if you remember, Don, you were part of it with us as well when we kind of took control of Red Snapper from the federal government, you know, the management of it, or at least partial management of it, down to the states. It allowed us to do some really wonderful things. It allowed us to make sure that our season didn't last 7 days or 3 days or 10 days, where we could manipulate the creel, the bag limit, or the days that you can fish to stretch the season out to Labor Day. And you know that's super important. It's so super important for our anglers. It's super important for all the economies, all the marinas, ice, restaurants, lodging, charter captains, everybody that has an economic engine around this fishery. That was important. But it all started when we introduced Louisiana creel. And Louisiana creel is how we count red snapper. And before that, the feds were counting it, and they were you know, in our opinion, kind of mismanaging or overcounting, undercounting, penalizing the recreational anglers. And, you know, back in 2014, I believe, 2012, we put La Creole out there. It got certified nationally. It was the first state-run recreational fish counting program that was accredited at the federal level, and now we have control of it. And that allowed us last year. We got close to the end of the season. It was getting ready to be hunting season, football season, and we were able just to go from two fish per person to three fish this year. I think they opened it up at three fish. So anyway, it gives us an extreme amount of flexibility in our management. It separated us from having to manage all five states exactly the same, because the people in Louisiana don't fish like the panhandle of Florida or in Key West or over in Texas, right? So the data from this tournament is going to make La Creole better. It's going to allow us to even hone in and be more precise with monitoring the quota, because that fishery, that red snapper fishery, is fished on the quota. And it just gives us great flexibility. It demonstrates that we can manage our own fisheries. And in my opinion, the hope would be, and the end goal with all this data we collected, is to get more fish regulated by the states so that we can do what's best for us at the local level.
No doubt about it. Randy, thanks so much for putting this together. Again, tagitla.com is the website. You can find out all about it. You can register there, and it'll give you all the instructions on entering your fish pictures into the tournament. Randy, we'll be checking with you throughout the tournament, getting some updates as it progresses, and everybody's getting excited about red snapper season. So hopefully they'll visit and join up and do the best thing for the conservation of the fish themselves.
You got it, Don. Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Randy Pacina, RFRI, and tagitlouisiana.com. By the way, that Timo, if you remember Timo Clavery, one of the early conservationists in Louisiana, the tournament is in his name. All right, coming back right after this, Mike Gallo joins us. Born on the Bayou Fishing Report next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And the Bone on the Bayou Report is brought to you by those folks that some people call them AAA on the water. I'm talking CETO, who for $199 a year membership will give you unlimited fuel drop-offs, tow-ins, jump starts, whatever it takes to get you back safely, and it's easy enough to sign up. Captain Chris is awaiting your call at 504-301-4545 or one simple click to CETO.com, and he'll get you signed up. Mike Gallo joins us now, and Mike, we've had a few storms the last couple of days in the afternoons, but I think the mornings have been great. How's your fishing been?
Don, it's been a good week, other than the extreme heat that we had. I tell you, I've been using that cool blue stuff that you gave me, and that's really refreshing. My customers seem to like it. When the wind died down and the heat picked up, you know, you see people sweating and drinking a lot of water. I gave it a test run and been getting favorable responses. So that might be a permanent thing on the old Dutch's Cajun limo.
I think I would definitely keep that cool blue there. In fact, Martha Spencer was telling me this week she had an offshore customer that got a little woozy out there and pulled the spray out, the spray bottle instead of the wipes, and got him calmed down and cooled down and got him back to life again. It's amazing how that stuff can help lower your body temperature and make you feel better when you get those woozy feelings out there in that heat. Well, tell me about the fish you've been catching.
Well, early in the week, we had light winds, and we fished some in Lake Pontchartrain by the bridges, and it seems there's still fish out there. Seems I had to move around quite a bit to catch a few. Later, or maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, we moved to some of the platforms in Lake Bourne and bounced around out there and caught nice numbers of trout. Towards the latter part of the week, we had high winds in the morning. We changed gears and we went into the Biloxi Marsh and fished for redfish. The red fishing was, I wouldn't say stellar. We had to work for them. They're certainly out there. We had low water and small tide movements, which certainly played into it. We fished bayous where that water was confined a little bit, had a little more movement. The normal things, fishing points or pockets. And you just had to be patient with the redfish. I often feel when the water's moving slow, your presentation needs to be slow. So we had to slow down quite a bit and work them over. But it's been a productive week. Today's winds are not as high as they've been on Thursday morning and Friday morning. So we're probably going to hit some of these rigs in Lake Bowen first, see if that's productive. And if it is, we'll stick it out right there. If not, plan B is going to be go into the marsh and pursue the redfish.
Mike, any of your guys, or at any time, did you make any cast along the bridges, I-10 or Highway 11 bridges? I know there's crowds out there right now because the fishing has been pretty good. What can you tell us about that?
Early in the week with the smaller tide movements, we fished closer to the south shore. If you actually look at a map where those three bridges come together on the south shore, that's a real big point, and that water will pick up speed moving around that point. So we sort of concentrated on those areas early in the week before we moved to Lake Bourne and fished some of the rigs. So that's where we were. And you can catch a bunch of different things out there. There's freshwater catfish, sheephead, speckled trout, the occasional redfish, and we're still seeing a few flounder.
Yeah, all good stuff. Mike, how's the availability of live bait? As far as I hear, all the marinas are loaded up with some live shrimp right now.
That's correct. All the local marinas have a good supply of live bait. My only suggestion would be get there as early as possible so that you can get in and get out, take advantage of as much cool weather, because once it gets to be 10 o'clock, it'll be nice and warm, and you'll be using that cool blue more than you might like.
Mike, any triple tail sightings, or at least you're getting ready to start looking for them? This is getting close to the time of the year.
I actually caught a triple tail two Sundays ago. He was undersized, but he was hanging out by a crab trap. He certainly ate a live shrimp, got a nice picture of him and released him. So we'll be looking for him, shucks, from this point forward.
All right, all sounds good. Mike, as far as availabilities, if you got some at the Spots and Docks Lake House Lodge and also some open days for fishing, people can find you on my site, DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com, yours, AAofLA.com. Give them the telephone number if they want to give you a call to check on dates.
Yeah, give me a call. I actually have a boat that came available for tomorrow.
Wow.
A group downsized a little bit, so I'm going to have one boat available tomorrow if anybody wants that. Give me a ring at 985-781-7811.
781-7811, area code 985. Book that trip tomorrow. You won't be disappointed because you still have your no fish, no pay, right?
Of course. Been doing that for over 20 years.
Yep. Oh, and Mike does like to get paid, I'll tell you that. So your chances of catching fish are extremely good. Mike, have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures. All right, coming back after this, it's time to talk to Brendan Bayard and get a paddler's report for you if you like to fish from a kayak, a canoe, or a pirogue, or a raft, or whatever you got. We'll be right back to do it after this timeout.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And it's time for our paddler's report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, and it's a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. They're in Baton Rouge, they're in Covington, Mid-City, New Orleans, offering all the best kayak fishing models. You'll find names like Native Watercraft, Jackson Kayak, and Hobie. You can visit their website, check out all the products, and find out when they have those demo days where you can ride before you buy. You'll find all that at MasseyOutfitters.com. You can also check them out on Facebook. Joining us now is Brendan Bayard. And Brendan, have you ever had a discussion with your parents about your name selection, Brendan?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm going to inform you of something I found out through research. Saint Brendan is known as the patron saint of voyagers and navigators, and as history reveals, he built a boat made of wattle, and he covered it with hides tanned in oak bark that was softened with butter, and he set up a mast and he sailed all over the place, and he has become the patron saint of voyagers and navigators. And I don't know whether they named you with that in mind or because you had that name, you chose the life that you do. But believe me, it's a very fitting name for you, Brendan.
Wow, I'll take it, Don. Thanks for the history lesson. I will definitely take it.
You need to check that out and let me know what a boat made of wattle is, you know, what it looks like. I think yours is a little more modern than his, but, of course, that was a long, long time ago. Well, let's talk about fishing.
I think I might have to look into that.
Yes, sir. Well, let's talk about fishing because, man, it's a great time for kayakers and even more great times coming up. What's going on?
Yeah, it's the time to get down to the coast. This is kind of the pinnacle season, if you will, to head out to the coast, do some wade fishing, do some kayak fishing near to the surf area, the backside of the bay, depending upon the weather conditions, the waves you got. But, you know, a day like today where there's really calm winds, you can get out there in the surf and try to find some clean water and get some of those trout that are just really all over the coastline right now. I mean, it's some days you have to work for them a little bit more. Some days it's pretty easy pickings. It's just dependent upon the day you get down there, you know, what exactly is going on, where the bait is situated on the coast. You know, we've had some days this week that have been just amazing. Go out there, get your limit by, you know, a few hours in. And then some days it's kind of you have to work for them a little bit because that sargassum weed is kind of getting some of the places along the coast, you know, full of weeds where it's a lot harder to cast and find pockets of clean water without getting some of those weeds on your cork or your top water. So you just kind of have to, you know, pick a parking spot, check it out for a little bit. If it looks too rough, maybe drive down the beach a little bit, go to a different beach access point. I'm talking about those beach access points along Grand Isle. There's, I think, 7 different parking locations you can try. And then there's Elmer's Island, which, you know, you can go right there. And I don't know if the shuttle is working, but you can park right there at the end and fish that whole area wherever it's walking. I always just launch my kayak in the bayside, paddle out, and then go right there to that cut that leads to Kamanana Pass. And then just park my kayak, walk around, or paddle out into the pass and around the Gorillaville area. And that's always been productive for me, dependent upon, you know, if it's outgoing, incoming tide. I like an incoming tide to fish surf right there at the corner. If it's outgoing tide, sometimes I'll go on the backside of the island or go to some of those islands that are really close to the bay back there. Dutch Island or what's the one that's over there by Sand Dollar, and go out there and fish some of those areas because they're so close to the beach, but they're really holding the same fish that the beach is holding.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thing, too, to watch those people on Elmer's Island, some of the little devices that they've devised for, you know, transporting their gear, because it can be a pretty long walk down there to the pass from the parking area if that shuttle's not working. Well, you got a CPR catch, photo, and release tournament called Dawn to Dusk coming up at the end of the month. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting format. We're going to allow anglers to fish anywhere in the state they want from dawn till dusk. So you have a really long window of fishing. So you could pick your favorite fishery for flounder, let's say, and go fish Big Lake. That's my favorite place to catch flounder. And then pick up and then go finish the day in Delacroix for redfish if you wanted. There was a time in my life where I was just gung-ho enough to do that kind of stuff. I'm a little bit more chill these days.
Wait a minute. Brendan, the navigator, not going to make the trip?
Oh, no. I think I've learned more spots in my day. So, you know, as I get older, I think I have more confidence in, I think I can go catch redfish, you know, less than a 4-hour drive away. But I used to do no stops and go all out full tilt, if you will, and, you know, drive all over the state to find the right fish. And it's been fun over the years learning all the different locations along the state. And, you know, I didn't have one specific area that I tried to, you know, find one honey hole and stick to it. You know, you drive all over, you see all the great stuff that we have, all the great estuaries we have to offer as a state, even going into East Texas and, you know, Alabama and the Panhandle. It's been good. So, speaking of the Panhandle, snapper season is coming up. So if you guys that are in kayaks ever wanted to try that, get your gear ready. That's going to be opening, I think, on the 27th, I believe.
Correct.
Over there. And it's just such a close paddle from the beach to get into snapper depth of, you know, right there, probably a half mile, a mile or two. That kind of range, you can fish, you know, from 50 foot of water to 100 foot of water over there in that Navarre, Pensacola area, and really do well catching snapper over there from a kayak.
Yep, that's not a bad trip at all. Well, Brendan, thank you so much for the report. We appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you again next time. And by the way, my crack research team checked on what a wattle boat is, W-A-T-T-L-E. It is actually sticks. And then they cover it with hides that were tanned in oak bark and softened with butter. So that is a far cry, St. Brendan's craft, to 27th to 21st century Brendan Bayard's craft that you're using now. I'm sure he would be impressed to see your rig.
That's very cool. I might have to see if the boys will help me gather up some wattle, and we'll see what we can do over here.
get those hides. We've got plenty of deer hunters. We'll give you hides you can tan in oak
nice.
Bark and soften them up with butter. I'd love to see that. I like the video rights to that one.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for
have
the info.
Have a good weekend, Brent.
Have a nice day.
Quite welcome. St. Brendan, there he goes. All right, when we come back after this, Bad Boys of the Outdoors coming up. And, boy, what a story we had about a good guy, Lieutenant, actually, Wildlife and Fisheries Sergeant Stephen Rhodes, a hero, a true hero. We'll tell you his story and then a couple of guys who decided it was time to hunt ducks in the spring. Wrong move. We're back to tell you about it right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, each week we tell you about the job our Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and also sometimes other states and federal agents do in enforcing our natural resource laws and protecting our fish and game. But I'm sure a lot of you have already heard the story of Sergeant Stephen Rhodes, who performed a true heroic act. Last week he was on the beach at Grand Isle. He saw a boat that was trying to exit the rock jetties, and it started to take on water, and it capsized. Some good Samaritans in the area had an ATV. They took Sergeant Rhodes to his truck. He put his boat in the water. He made his way to the boat that had overturned. There were eight people on top of the hull. They told him that there was a missing girl, and some reports say she was seven. Others says there were eight. She was still in the water. He got all of the people from the capsized vessel onto his patrol boat. Then he flagged down another boat to hold his boat in place. He jumped in the water to look for the girl. He went under the water and located her underneath the boat. He got her onto his boat, and she was unresponsive. He started CPR, and he got the girl to breathe and revived her. They transported all the people to Bridgeside Marina. There was an emergency medical technician waiting. The crew stabilized the girl, and they airlifted her to Children's Hospital in New Orleans, where she made a full recovery. So this morning, you know, there's a lot of people called heroes in the world of athletics and celebrities and that type of thing. But a real hero, Stephen Rhodes, a sergeant with Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, for the fantastic job he did in rescuing those people in the time of their need. He's really, truly one of the good guys. Well, we do have some bad guys, and we'll be telling you about our bad boys of the outdoors right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, on May 3rd in St. Martin Parish, Senior Agent Lucas Hidalgo observed two vehicles parked on a levee next to a rice field near Catahoula. He discovered two men hunting waterfowl in the ponds and had killed black-belly whistling ducks. He proceeded to cite Lane Burrell and Leland Guidry, both of St. Martinville. And if convicted of hunting ducks during a closed season and wanton waste of migratory game birds, facing criminal fines of $1,900 and civil restitution of $126 and up to 120 days in jail, are 26-year-old Lane Burrell and 53-year-old Leland Guidry of St. Martinville, Louisiana, our bad boys of the outdoors. You know, there's some hope that those Mexican whistler ducks that have made their way along the Gulf Coast now that show up pretty regularly, we might be able to get an early season like teal on them because they're here during that time. But I don't think they're ever going to move it up as far as the month of May. And anybody who hunts them then, if caught, will be designated as bad boys. All right, coming back right after this, it'll be Ryan Lambert the Plastic Man, joining us to talk about fishing down in the Plaquemines Parish area right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. We call him the Plastic Man because he doesn't like that shrimp smell on his fingers unless he happens to be eating them. I'm talking about Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures down in Burris. And, well, what kind of plastic are you throwing at what kind of fish lately?
Well, I've been throwing feathers the last couple of days. First of all, I'd like to congratulate Sergeant Rhodes. That is definitely a feat that he did, and it's a traumatic experience if you've ever been through it. It's not easy, I promise you. So kudos to him. Wasn't that great?
Oh, it was a fantastic. I mean, he's a hero. And from what I understand, the girl had her life jacket on. She was trapped under the boat, and evidently there were some air pockets, so she was able to breathe. But at some point, she got water in her lungs and stopped breathing, and they had to revive her. And I think he performed CPR twice on her. He got her to breathe and then turned her over to the EMS crew, and they brought her to the hospital. And it was a very happy ending to what could have been a real tragedy.
Yeah, it's very traumatic, too. I mean, if you've ever been through it, you don't forget it quite, you know, for a while. So a great job to him. But it's been a strange week. There's a lot of fish around. You can keep the measuring stick in the compartment because the trout have been really, really nice. I mean, I don't know if I've seen a throwback in a while. They've been great thumpers, and it's been good. But the tide was neat this week, so you know, early morning when we could have got on them. A couple of mornings when I did fish trout, the wind was blowing so hard out the northwest that it messed it up, and then as soon as the tide turned, well, the wind went it went away. So it was back to fishing redfish, but it was good, and I fly fished a couple of days, a lot of big black drums, some reds around. Reds have been a little tough to sight fish here lately, but the milfoil is starting to come up, and some of the aquatic vegetation is still starting to grow, so the water will get clean in some of those ponds where we can start really sight fishing well. But the boys have been on the east side mostly, you know, catching reds with live shrimp. And, you know, Cody was running a little bit north and doing real well on the trout. But I think the shrimp on the east side have moved further in toward Lake Bourne and all. On the west side, oh, my gosh, there's so much shrimp. I don't think I've ever seen so many shrimp at the shrimp dock before in my life. I mean, the coolers were full. The whole place was full of 1,000-pound boxes. And they were working, boats lined up. I mean, what a banner season they're having. Wow. Nice shrimp.
What do you think it is? What do you think it is that we would have, you know, this kind of a shrimp season this year?
Nobody knows. You know, a lot of that marsh was turned over with the hurricane. And you know, maybe there wasn't enough predators around. Who knows? But, boy, I tell you what. Well, we had a giant blackberry thing. Same thing. The blackberries were unbelievable this year. I mean, you couldn't hardly walk 10 feet and fill up a couple of gallon buckets. So, you know, just the good Lord has a stall for us what he wants, and we just have to go with it, and hopefully it's all good. But this is a banner year. And this is the brown season, so, man, big, nice shrimp, too. So everybody's having a good time. But, you know, as much bait as they got, as much shrimp as they got, I don't know if the fish are dispersed because they don't have to be in any particular area. But when I'm in the marsh, you know, when I'm fly fishing and I'm not seeing pushes in some really good spots, it's kind of weird because there's mud everywhere, there's shrimp everywhere. And on the beach the other day, I saw the first big giant raft of mullets I've seen in years, you know, since the oil spill. We, you know, it really hurt those big old rafts of mullets that used to get there. But those big trout would get under those rafts. And I really like throwing a top water or a big old slimy slug or something underneath those rafts. So glad to see they're back because that beach fishing is going to really start turning on.
Yes, indeed. You know, one of the probably the most unknown thing or secret thing or underrated thing that goes on down in Plaquemines Parish is the amount of crawfish that are caught. People don't realize, how's the crawfish running down there in those canals? You know, I've seen people just load up pirogues full of them.
Yeah, well, that happens on the river side, the east side, when the river gets to 15 foot and kind of gets over that marsh a little bit. Oh, my word. I mean, they just smash me. And it's this time of year. It's after the other crawfish are playing out. is when that normally happens. And, you know, the price is real good, and everybody's wanting to get on the leashes to set those traps. But, you know, the river's got to be about 15 foot for that to happen really well. And right now it's only 11.4, and in a month from now they call it for 9 foot. So it probably won't happen unless we get some kind of catastrophic flood up north. But, you know, I just assume see it low, you know,
yeah,
lower
things
than
things are
this.
Looking good. Things are looking good. Really, how's the bookings going? Are you got any openings? I know you were booking a lot of trips
earlier
in the year.
I do. I think the inflation's starting to hurt in the gas prices. I mean, think about if you're a plumbing company and got 25 trucks on the road or 10 trucks on the road, what your gas price did. So that discretionary money's not there this year. So I don't find it's as good. You know, we've been real, real busy, and we're going to be busy in June, July, and August. You know, that's the big bull red time. So that'll start booking up. But right now people are waiting to see what happens, I think. So they're not booking real early. And the triple tails, you should see the triple tails people are catching. I mean, you know, 8 and 10 of them. So it's going to be a good summer. It's going to be great. The red snap is about to open. So it's going to be fun. Get rid of some of this wind. We had March and April, so we could get after everything. Fish are on the islands already on the outside. You're on the rig already. I mean, it's going to be great.
Good year. All right, well, good things going on. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, you can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. That's the great website. Give them the telephone number, and they actually get to talk to the boss when they call that number.
Oh, yeah, they call directly to me. It's 504-559-5111, and we'll get you set up.
All right, my friend. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, now we'll see you, buddy.
All righty. Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Boy, he just loves it all, doesn't he? Like me. And you too, I'm sure. All right, we're going to come back and close out this week's edition. Got some really good text messages coming in. We'll get to those. If you'd like to send us one, it's 504-260-1870. Back right after this. All right, checking our text message board. Someone wants to know the website to locate the reef. Go to CCALouisiana.org or .com, then go to the conservation icon, and it'll drop down, and you'll see reef locations, and all of the reefs in Louisiana with the Latin longitude numbers are there. So check that out. Here's one. Where's a good spot to get live shrimp on the way to Terrio from Baton Rouge? There is a bait shop right there on the close to Sister Lake where the boat launched. I can't remember the name of it. Maybe somebody will text it to me. But I'm not sure if they're still open. They could have had some hurricane damage, but I'll check on that maybe and try to get that information for you next week. Here's one that says, Bravo Zulu. Oh, I remember those terms from my military days. To the agent saving those people. That stands for BZ, Bravo Zulu. BZ means congratulations on a job well done. Proceed on mission assigned. That's Navy speak. Thank you, Sergeant Rhodes. We got this one in. The rescued girl's name is Jacqueline. God bless, Officer Rhodes. Another says, great job, Rhodes. God bless. And then we have, how's the fishing at Lake Pontchartrain Trussels? Are the specks biting yet? You must have missed Captain Gallo's report. Yes, there are speckled trout biting there with a lot of other fish, including a few flounders, some drum, sheephead, and some freshwater catfish. The fishing there has been good. Here's one, Don. Where do you find Cool Blue? That's from TRD in Kentwood. TRD.com. They list their locations, but check at your local Rouse's. You should be able to find it there. And we have some more, a number of people congratulating Sergeant Rhodes on that heroic rescue he did of all those 8 people, including that little girl that he actually brought back to life by CPR. Everyone needs to learn CPR, by the way. You never know when you may need to use it. Here's one, Don, off topic, but any news on doing any more shows on our duck crisis? We need to keep beating the drum. Thanks. Yes, I do plan to follow up the duck crisis show we did earlier in the year. I'll tell you, it's disappointing, though. People talk to me all the time everywhere I go about how bad duck hunting is in Louisiana and how far it's come down from what it once was, and there's just a lot of disappointment. They don't know where to go. People are getting away from the conservation organizations like Ducks Unlimited and Delta Waterfowl because they feel like those organizations are pretty much turning their back on Louisiana. Our state agency basically just gives us the bad news and doesn't offer any recommendations to turn that around. So I don't know where it's headed, but I do know that a lot of people, and I never thought I'd see that day, they leave Louisiana to go to other states to duck hunt when it used to be the other way around. Here's one. Buenos dias, Don. While packing for our trip to Belize yesterday, we saw two manatees in Mandeville's Bayou Castine, close to the mouth, possibly a mother and a calf. Maybe Louisiana now has a breeding population? Question mark. Neighbors will be on the lookout while we are gone. Well, 9417, for some reason, those manatees like that area. There was one one summer that spent a month there. Could have been a mother and a calf. They are born, if my memory serves me correctly, around February in Florida, so certainly a young calf could have followed the mother here. They come here for the summer, feed on the grass, but the water gets too cold for them, and they head back to Florida. So I don't know if we have established a breeding population, but there's not a lot known about them. But thank you for that report, and keep us up to date when you keep an eye on those manatees. A wonderful animal to have in our local area. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I'm headed to the Building Boil on Murray Street, noon to 4 p.m. When you finish fishing, feel like eating some crawfish, come by and cast your vote for me if you like my crawfish. I got a title to defend. We'll see you next week on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.